Hello.
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Cody.
This is him.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is George. I'm with Restorify, calling to speak with you about a brand new opportunity we have. This call is being recorded for quality. We are a part of the Intoxilock brand. A reason for the call is to talk to you about filing for an expungement. Are you aware what an expungement can do for you? Or for your
DWI? No idea.
Okay. An expungement is a way to make your DWI unavailable to the public. We offer a way to avoid the enormous cost of hiring an attorney to do the work. Not only is it a self-paced process, but it comes with a fraction of the cost of the traditional route. So let me walk through.
Okay,
the
process. So hold on real quick. I don't want to cut you off. I am interested, so I want to kind of cut to the meat a little bit. So what you said that the benefit of your program or whatever is it essentially gets essentially sealed on my record, or somebody does a background check on me or something like that, it wouldn't show on my record anymore?
Correct. Only from the public. Like potential
landlord,
employers, anybody that's, you know, representing the public.
But as far as like getting it expunged or anything like that, that wouldn't like help me with any requirements by the DMV or anything like that, right?
No, it will help you also. Yes, it will.
With the DMV?
I've spoken with men that they have the CDL license, and when they get it expunged, they get that license back. It's for dump trucks, heavy duty license.
Okay.
So yes.
I'm still interested. So roughly, again, I'm just trying to get to the meat of the situation. Or the information, roughly how much does the service cost? Not necessarily what's the process overall, what is the generalized number on what it would cost me to make that happen?
Our service only costs $99, but we check first for free to see if you do qualify to expunge your DWI from the public. It's called a pre-screen.
Okay.
We do that for free. And then we just send a notification to your email. In 2 days, we let you know if you passed or not. If you don't pass, you know, I mean, you have nothing to lose. If you do pass, it's up to you if you want to take advantage of it or not.
No, yeah, okay. I don't necessarily have a bunch of time, so I don't know how long you need me on the phone. Right now, I'm waiting for a ride to show up, but you have and can ask any questions or whatever you need to start the process until they get here. So I'm guessing you got about 5, maybe 8 minutes.
Great. All I need is just your email and your date of birth. And may I please have your email?
Sure. We're going to use codymix@gmail.com.
Codymix?
Yep.
Codymix@gmail.com.
Correct. Just my name, my, you know, first and last, and then dot, and then my name, first and last, @gmail.com.
And lastly, just your date of birth.
0404-1984.
Okay. 0404-1984. Okay. Great. And Mr. Cody, just in case you do pass the pre-screening, what time and date are you available to speak with, to call you back and give you the good news if you do pass?
3 o'clock. I mean, really pretty much whenever, but I mean, if it's going to be a long conversation or something like that where I actually need to like sit down and devote time or something like that, something after 3 o'clock is usually best. As far as just calling, I mean, you can always leave a message or whatever, or I mean, you can call any time really, like for if it's just going to be, hey, you passed, we'll be talking soon. If you get what I'm saying.
And the best number to contact you is 763-567-1267.
Correct.
Okay, great. Okay, Mr. Cody, so like I mentioned earlier, after the 2 days, we'll let you know if you did pass the pre-screen. And remember, it's completely free and private, and you're not going to get calls from somebody else trying to tell you something. No, sir. This is just to check and see if you pass or not.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. I mean, and so I'm assuming that since it is public record, however, that's how you guys got or essentially knew to contact me.
No, we have your information from the interlock device that was placed in your vehicle.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yes. So, like I mentioned earlier, we're a part of the brand up in.
Oh, okay. Yep.
But that's all we have. It's just your phone number and your first name. We don't have no.
Yeah, no. I'm not concerned about it. I was just curious, like, how it came about. So, yeah, I do remember you saying you were associated or, you know, whatever with them. So, yeah, no, I'm not concerned. I was just, again, just being curious.
Okay.
Awesome, man. Now, so this is pretty cool to actually hear. That's, all right. Yeah, you guys can have more of my money for this, probably.
Okay. No, but, I mean, I'll be honest with you. If you do pass, take advantage, because it's like a one-time, one-time-in-lifetime opportunity, and this makes you look good. I mean, it really does.
I'll be honest with you. When you said that if you've had people be able to get CDL license back, like I've never had one, but I know I wouldn't qualify for one right now, so that would open some doors of opportunity or whatever. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited. Yes, I'm very, very grateful for your call.
Okay. Now, is there anything else that I can help you with today?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you in the next 2 to 3 days. Yes, 2 to 3 days, okay? And thank you so much for choosing Restorify. You have yourself a good day, Mr. Cody.
You too. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.